Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. There are a lot of cuisines that I have to be in the mood for to enjoy, but Chinese, that's a forever craving. Pick a number, any number off the menu, and I'm ready to eat. And I get the feeling Hannah Palmer Egan feels pretty much the same way. She's a food writer for 7 days, and she's here with a Chinese food roundup of sorts. Hannah, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
It's nice to be here.
Let's start with a cool Chinese pop-up that's happening in Montpelier.
Yeah, so there's this new pop-up called Double King, and it's at Kismet. It replaced the Himitsu Sushi pop-up that had been at Crystal Madeira's restaurant for quite some time. But Himitsu finally announced its last dinner in December, and Crystal was kind of scrambling looking for, or maybe not scrambling, but she was looking for someone to replace it. And she had this line cook named Dusty. And he had been doing a lot of Chinese cooking in the past. He'd recently returned to Vermont, was thinking of maybe opening a food cart or something. And they kind of did a taste, and she gave him the spot, and it's awesome.
Well, what are some of the dishes that they've been serving as part of this Double King pop-up?
There are dumplings, a couple different. The night that we went, it sort of changes a little tiny bit every week. He's constantly sort of tweaking and retweaking the menu as the seasons roll through and as he kind of figures out what he wants to be doing. Our meal, the night that I went on Tuesday night, it started with a couple rounds of dumplings. There were dumplings with pork and ginger. There were dumplings with veggies in them, all handmade. The dough he made himself, everything. I mean, just beautiful, beautiful. Like, it kind of took me back to when I was living in New York City in Chinatown. So dumplings, there was congee, which is a rice pudding, savory, not rice pudding in the sort of Latin or Spanish sense. There were a couple stir fries of various types, some fried Chengdu chicken that was really, really spicy with cucumbers. I mean, so many different things.
Chef Dusty, as you mentioned, has a pretty impressive background. So tell us more about him.
Dusty Barrard, he is from Randolph originally. He went to Randolph High School, did some culinary training at Randolph's vocational school. And then as part of his externship placement, he landed at a Single Pebble back when it was on the Barry-Montpelier Road in Berlin. So he started working there. Steve Bogart, the owner at Single Pebble, kind of recognized right away that this guy was pretty talented and pretty ambitious, and so kind of started mentoring him. And so Dusty worked at a Single Pebble for on and off for about 10 years, I believe. He did a couple stints in Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket down in the Massachusetts Islands. He did some time in Boston. He worked at Blue Dragon and Blue Ginger, both of which are really well-known Chinese high-end Chinese restaurants down there as well. And then when Steve Bogart's son went out to Portland to open BTU Brasserie, Dusty went out and was on the opening team of that as well. So he's kind of gotten around a little bit, but he came back to Vermont fairly recently and landed at Kismet.
That's great lineage.
Which is a wonderful restaurant, too. I mean, you need skills to be in that kitchen, too.
Indeed. This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Hannah Palmer Egan, a food writer for 7 days, and we're talking about Chinese food. Hannah, Misery Loves Company in Winooski, also making Chinese food lovers happy. What are they doing?
They are doing dumplings on Wednesday nights. So they'll whip up a few rounds of dumplings and sort of sell them until they're gone, and they're fabulous as well. Chefs Aaron Jasinski and Nathaniel Wade tend to work with a lot of different cuisines, so you'll see Chinese cooking there at times anyway, but they're specifically doing these Wednesday night dumpling nights. So in addition to the regular menu, you can get whatever dumplings they kind of throw together that night.
When you're grazing for Chinese in southern Vermont, where do you like to go?
Well, there is a place in Brattleboro called Sai Shi's Dim Sum Tea House. It's out kind of west Brattleboro in this old Victorian house. There's this couple, Sai Shi and Adam Silver. She's from Chongqing, China, and she makes beautiful, beautiful Chinese food. And she does this kind of, you know, because she is actually Chinese, it's kind of her cooking. And she's been living in Vermont for several decades. She raised her family here with her husband, Adam. So she kind of tends to play around with stuff a little bit more than you'll see some of these other guys doing. She'll sort of throw in cranberries because she feels like it, or, you know, there's not too many cranberries in Chinese cooking as far as I know.
Right.
So it's sort of this very traditional technique with sort of a little bit more kind of fusion-y while maintaining this very, very authentic style because, you know, it's again, it's her kind of home cooking, but it's fabulous. Sai Shi's Dim Sum Tea House. And they're available pretty much any night of the week, but you do need to call ahead because it's not really a restaurant. It's more of a pop-up in their house kind of thing. It's delicious. Dumplings, she'll do soup, she'll do noodles, all sorts of things.
For the adventurous who want to try some new Chinese dish or ingredient, what do you suggest?
Oh, man, all of them. I'm really fond of dumplings, honestly. I had a bit of a Chinese food adventure the other day. I tend to skip Chinese buffets generally. You know, you always go in there with these hopes and dreams that it's going to be this beautiful thing, and then you end up leaving feeling oversalted and not so great. But I went to the Linden Buffet the other day, and it was fabulous. Everything was really, really fresh. There were some dumplings in there that were, you know, clearly handmade. They were really good. And then there was just this variety of fusion-y items. So that's one adventure. I really liked the congee, the creamy rice pudding kind of thing. I thought was really, really nice. And the Don Don noodles at Double King were fabulous. They were, you know, kind of very, very spicy. It's hard to recommend Chinese food to people if they don't have a sort of palate for spicy foods, because I really think that the best Chinese food is spicy Chinese food.
Hannah Palmer Egan is a food writer for 7 Days. Thanks for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And listeners, we have plenty of delicious past episodes of The Cafe. You can go to vpr.net/podcasts.